what puts you on the world's bucket list for sex? 818-955-2955. Heidi, what would be yours? Somebody with an extremely long tongue.
Yeah,
just
probably.
Just to experience that kind of an appendage.
Yes.
I mean, I experienced tongue, but not like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear to God, when Heidi used to stick out her tongue before it was considered trashy by Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, and my mom.
Skank.
I've seen her tongue 1,000 times, so I wouldn't look at it anymore. Not that it was gross, because it was not. I would look out to the crowd, and I would look at the faces of women in the crowd when Heidi would stick her tongue out. And every woman, I saw that bucket list just highlight. Tongue. Everyone, doesn't matter age, who, every woman, it was a lesbian for that moment. Or just a pillow queen for that moment.
I don't mind a pillow queen.
I'm just saying. Woman in the room. That's why I'd be sticking that tongue out everywhere I went.
No, but if you had a big wiener, like the equivalent of a big
wiener. I
wouldn't
even wear pants. I'd just be Winnie the Pooh. Donald Duck. Winnie the Pooh. I mean, just... Hey, all right, Dave. David is on the bucket list. Hey, David.
Well, I called in because I was with a tall girl, and it didn't work because I had to put pillows under my knees to do doggy. But I kind of had a reputation when I was younger. Every time I was with a girl, all of her friends who never talked to me would all of a sudden start chatting me up.
Yeah,
because like Heidi, I could go down on a girl like nobody's business.
And you were told that, or did?
Oh yeah. Oh God, because
I hate to ask this, but where did you learn?
Well, I started having sex when I was 16, and for some reason I always had an oral fixation. Thank God I'm straight. And
thank God I'm straight.
Right. I was also an
oral package of popsicles. Thank God he's straight.
Oral fixation too. I was a thumb sucker, so I think that is a big part of what comes from.
I was not a thumb sucker, but you learn like if some girls want you to slow.
Oh, all right.
That's probably not going to be as great.
Like you,
and that was a bitch brag. You know, it's like, oh, I'm on the list because I'm so good at cunnilingus. It's like, shut up.
He used to get the push pops and didn't know you could push them up. You know,
yeah.
So he was like,
yeah, he would just lick down.
This is such a dumb product.
Yeah.
It's like, my gosh, you can't fit a spoon in there. Yeah. I got some whole tongue down here. Even though that probably wouldn't be considered that good.
Yeah.
If we're talking about actually doing it, probably not. Women be like, what are you doing?
Heidi?
Right.
No? Not good?
Let's see. Emo on the bucket list. Let's see. Never slept with a female bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's like, okay, if like somebody's out there watching the band, it's like, oh, look, a female on the bass. And boom, 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 boom. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just trying to think of whatever I might be. Bass player?
Bass player.
Yeah, what do you got?
Somebody who's never done drugs or alcohol.
Well, I mean, I've had 5 times I've been drunk, so I'm not on that list.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought you were just your first with Malort.
That was just in the last week.
No, I had
She just started drinking. She's a raving alcoholic.
Yeah, this finally happened. No, I had a huge party for my 21st birthday where I had friends from college fly down, drive down, so that they could all witness me drunk for one of the very only times.
She was a raging alcoholic.
Do you remember what you were drinking that night?
Some sort of lime thing. Oh. I really don't remember.
Like margaritas?
Exactly 10 years ago. It wasn't...
Was it your birthday today?
Margarita maybe or something. It wasn't that much that really got me going.
Is it your birthday today, Emo?
Today?
Yeah. You said exactly 10 years ago.
I would hope that people would celebrate me a little more if it was. No, it's September 7th, right after Frank.
Almost exactly 10 years ago.
Yeah. Almost.
We got a month.
Well, I'm 31, 21. You know,
we got a month and eight days or something like that.
Gotcha.
That was Heidi math. That's girl math right there.
Well, she said, and that was exactly 10 years ago.
Well, I meant to the year, not the day.
To the year. She was rounding up.
Gotcha.
All right, Anne, we'll put you on a sexual bucket list.
It's not true today, but I used to be a stripper.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Never. Frank has experienced that. Everybody in the room had a stripper. Though. You what, Frank?
I married a stripper.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I wish that happened for me, but, you know, here I am, single and OC.
Were you ever married?
I was married, actually, yeah. And that was my ex-husband. He was, I can't believe I married a stripper from Vegas. Like, all his bros were just, high five, man, you know.
You were a stripper in Vegas. Where did you work in Vegas? Wow. What strip club?
All of them.
Wow.
The Rhino, Olympic Garden. Sapphire. What?
Olympic Garden.
No, I never worked there. I think I was too, it was kind of on its way out when I was.
Okay.
Oh, she's young. Okay.
I was, yeah.
How much money? Like
most not
money,
anymore.
Most
but
money you've ever made in one night being a stripper in Vegas?
So pre-boob job, it was $2,800.
Okay.
And post?
And that was in like, 07, so.
Okay.
And then after your it boob was right job, around you the, made less?
I'm sorry, what?
You said pre-boob job, you made $2,800, then you got boobs, and you made less money?
No, I got boobs, and I didn't dance after that.
Well, that seems so like dumb. A damn shame.
Yeah. My ex, the guy I married, no. He actually bought me the boobs after we got married.
Nice set of Hooters you
and
got
then you
there.
Stopped dancing. Any sense. Oh, man.
Yeah. So they were just for him, just as for he would him. Say.
Oh, he no, felt like since everyone saw her natchies, these new ones nobody saw, and so they were special.
Exactly.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, we still saw your nipples.
Yeah. We just didn't see your stretched out skin.
Yeah, bee stings and a big, I was the bee sting big booty girl.
Okay, bee stings and big booty. So what was your stripper name? What'd you pick? It wasn't Ann.
No, I don't want it.
Come on.
I'm afraid.
Come on.
You mean it's going to be recognizable?
It was Italia.
Italia.
Italia. With an I. Italia. Yeah.
Mm. Yes. What else? Like your wife, Heidi. Italia.
Italia with an I. Yeah, what else was it going to be?
I don't know, but you know, people would look at me and go, how do you say that? Like with an A, you know?
Oh,
because Italian, they didn't know if it started with an I or an A or whatever.
Yeah, people would, I was trying to be worldly.
Did you, what was your song? Like yeah, the one that
your,
you,
yeah, your dancing song. We'll play it right now.
You hear it, you're just like, hell yeah, I'm going to drop it.
I did a lot of Portishead. I was the avant-garde girl. I did a lot of Portishead and
yeah, that's when you say, hey, baby. She goes, eh-eh.
I want to hear like face down, ass up.
Put us a Portishead.
No,
let's see what this
no
was.
I was more into like the.
Here we go.
Ooh.
This is Portishead, and the name of the song is Glory Box.
Glory Box. Wow.
Oh, let's take you back, doesn't it, Italia?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Take me right back to the champagne room.
Oh my God. For I've been a temptress too long. Oh yeah.
Give me a reason to remember that song.
How much can I get for $10?
Oh, you know what I used to do was Sneaker Pimps. I did that song all the time, too.
Sneaker Pimps?
This
sneaker
is sexy.
Pimps,
I like
Six
this
Underground,
song.
That kind of stuff.
All right, Ann, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity so we can actually see this stage performance in our head?
Okay, I get told a lot that I look like Heather Dubrow from OC Housewives, but I have longer hair.
Okay, so brunette, brown eyes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pretty. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's Italian.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, do you want to go see Joe Bonamassa tonight?
Do I want to do what?
Go see Joe Bonamassa tonight at the Greek Theater?
I don't even have any O's spare tickets, actually.
She's an OC. She's single in OC, remember?
Oh, man, I don't.
It's true.
I got Shinedown at the Kia Forum or Melissa Etheridge and Indigo Girls next Tuesday at the Greek on August 5th. Or do you want a tank top?
Or do I want what?
Tank top.
A tank top? I'll take a tank top.
All right, what size tank top do you think you're going to need?
Small.
Small.
See, Klaus, I need to get some more small tank tops.
Yeah, we didn't have any.
Mm. I'll get you something. How about I just give you a trucker cap? That's all. That's all you wear.
Great.
All right, there we go. We figured it out. Stay on hold, and we'll figure it out. So, yeah,
glory stripper, box.
A stripper would definitely be on a sexual bucket list.
Sure.
Yeah. This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.